This is KERA News. I'm Eric Austin. Studies have shown a high rate of suicide in the veterinary community. One of every six vet school grads in a 2014 CDC survey said they'd considered taking their own life. The WNYC podcast series Death, Sex, and Money had been looking into this when producers learned a veterinarian and two vet techs in Dallas killed themselves in separate incidents within weeks of each other. KERA's Sam Baker spoke with host and managing editor of Death, Sex, and Money, Anna Sale, about what she learned in Dallas.
You know, we went to a 24-hour emergency hospital, so there's pets to deal with at every hour. And one thing we heard from a veterinary social worker is it creates this environment where if you're a vet tech who has to administer euthanasia, you've got to go right to the next pet patient, and not a lot of time to reflect and to process what you're doing. And another thing this social worker said to us is if you think about it, veterinarians are not just healthcare providers, they're also funeral directors. And so it's not just treating these patients, it's also then following them through the end-of-life process and into death and dealing with that very up close. So that adds its own stresses.
This was Sandra Breckenridge. That was a social worker you spoke with, which I found interesting in and of itself that there is a social worker in a veterinary hospital.
Yeah, I didn't know much about this field, but veterinary social work has been around for decades. She traditionally has focused her attentions on the pet owners. But because of this acknowledgement of the work stresses, she's focused on the workers to try to make sure that they are taking care of themselves and know about resources if they need help.
What I see is that veterinarians and veterinary technicians develop a comfort with death, a lesser degree of death anxiety than other professionals.
Does that mean you fear death less? Does it mean
Yes.
Is that at all correlated with, like, when you're stressed and need to escape, that suicidal ideation is something that you go to?
I think it contributes.
Another problem is the expectation of clients that people treat their animals like children. I think you talked with vet tech Kelly Bishop, who told you that leads to uncomfortable conversations about treatment costs.
I kind of want to protect the client here, but I also want what's best for the dog or the cat. But the doctor's going to want to run these tests, but the owner can't afford it. How can I make the best of both worlds happen?
That's a really difficult conversation because as a pet owner, you have to decide, are you going to spend the money to help your pet or are you going to say, I can't afford it? That can cause resentment. That can cause anger. And the staff at the veterinary hospital is often the front line for that.
No one's sure whether to call three suicides in 1 year in the veterinary community a crisis, but it has spurred action.
It did spur a conversation about how workers in the veterinary field can talk more directly about the mental health stresses that they face and also how to talk directly about it and not ignore it because of stigma. And after this episode came out, we've heard from some of the people who are in it that they're hopeful that it will also create an awareness among pet owners who bring their animals to these clinics and hospitals about what this staff is going through and what their lives are like, because it's kind of hidden from the general public. You don't think about it, about what the realities are. So what happened in Dallas last year was very sad, and it shook the veterinary community into saying, what can we do to have more honest and direct conversations about the mental health of the people that we work with and to create more awareness about what happens in veterinary medicine?
You often described the veterinary community in the podcast as tight-knit. Why wasn't there support on this level before now?
Well, I think if you think about it, like, these are very busy people who are trying to do the best they can to run businesses, to take care of animals, and to keep things going. So figuring out how to pause and, you know, do mental health check-ins and how to support each other when you're just trying to do the work of providing veterinary medicine, it's not the top priority. So I think that this did shift that into saying, like, we've got to figure out ways to better integrate and to train ourselves how to support each other while we're doing this work. Because I think there is a growing acknowledgement that the particular combination of factors in veterinary medicine today are quite stressful. And so I think veterinary medicine as a whole, not just in Dallas, is trying to figure out ways to train and better support people who work in this field.
Anna Sale, thank you for being with me.
Thank you for having me.
Anna Sale is host and managing editor of the WNYC podcast series Death, Sex, and Money. The Dallas Morning News co-reported the piece. A photo and video interactive is online at dallasnews.com, and we have a link to that at kerenews.org.